Nice that you're here to listen. I'm going to tell you a bit about my story, about my background, only the parts that are relevant for you now. Basically, it's a story about wanting to be heard, to be seen, to be recognized, to be loved. And in that sense, I'm not special at all, because I think we all want that. For me, I chose the path to be a dancer. Quite late, actually, to make it to my profession. I was 24 when I got accepted in the School of the Performing Arts in Amsterdam. Before that, I did a tailoring apprenticeship, 3 years, because I thought, nah, I can't be a dancer. Everybody told me you can't. So I listened to that, and then once I did the apprenticeship and I completed it, because usually I complete things, I still wanted to do that, so I did. And I still am a dancer, even though I'm much older now, and I will do it until I drop, because I deeply, deeply love it. And you don't have to be a professional dancer to be able to connect through physicality. Every body can connect through the body. And back to my story, I did that, as far as I can remember, always through moving, through dancing. It helped me to express myself. And in a big part, it also helped me. It's a part that I used to try to hide for many years, and that it's still sometimes part of me, and that is insecurity. The voice inside of your head, what if it's not enough? What if I can't make it? What if? All those doubts. Like, in the meantime, I call it the devil of doubt that creeps in. And you know what? I would lie to say if that it's completely gone. Sometimes that devil is still there, but I learned through the years how to tame it, how to live with it, and how to deal with it. So to say, drinking tea with the devil, and don't allow him to take full possession of me, because it's not who I am. Back to the career and my story. Throughout my dance career, I learned many skills, but one skill I learned is how to project confidence. And often that helps a lot. Because when your body is happy, your mind is happy. Body and mind, they influence each other. That's just a fact. It works like that. And I could many times, here's a conundrum, I could many times appear to be confident, but the truth was, inside I was sometimes not feeling it, or I did not trust it. And here comes the pun. From a certain point, I did feel, for instance, insecurity, but or other feelings that are limiting you, but they are there. But instead of being stopped by them or hiding them, I embraced them. And I found ways to transform them into energy, into compassion with myself and also others when I notice it in others, into going with it and forward. And exactly that is what I'd like you to experience too. You have a choice. You have the freedom to choose how you connect with yourself and others. And your body is your instrument for that. I will show you how. What you need is courage. And what you need is curiosity. Commitment, and also at some point to feel like a fool, because that's just part of it. But that is for much later, once you decide maybe to join for one of the programs. But let's stick now here to the story. I've been always fascinated for things that involve working with people. I'm also a great soloist, but I figured out at a certain point, you know what? It's much more fun to do things together. And also, we need each other. Other people need you, and you need other people. you can give support and you also need support. So it's a giving and a taking, and that is fantastic. Also here, dancing is a fabulous metaphor in a way how to feel it and to experience it. And here I come into the tango part. Argentinian tango has been a very significant part of my life. Without tango, I wouldn't be a mother. And I wouldn't know the pains and the joys of that dance. In terms of connection and how to connect with people, tango has taught me, amongst also many other things, that you need to be in your own center, in your own axis, keep your spine, your own grounding, to be able to connect to someone else without losing yourself. I worked also for a long time with corporate companies in an amazing team of international women. And what I took from these 11 years, people are people. No matter what kind of position they hold, what kind of diploma they have, or what your title is, we all experience joy or fear. And we all want to be seen, respected, and loved. And your body is your portal for that. Your body never lies. Your body always knows. Sometimes we unlearn to listen to the body, and that's exactly what that program is about. Listening to the signals that your body gives you and the words, because they both matter.